as part of your investigation, were you asked to do serology on the defendant's shoes?
Yes, I was.
Did you receive these shoes into evidence at your crime lab?
At the crime lab, yes.
With regards to the left shoe, there's some points that are on this slide. Are they accurate points as to your findings or what you found in testing that left shoe?
Yes, that is accurate. The last bullet there attempted to look for DNA but could not. I actually attempted to do DNA testing but got no reaction with the test that I performed.
So let's walk through that. The first point is that there was no visible blood originally. What was meant by that?
So originally, when I obtained the shoes to look at, I was looking for reddish brown stains. When you're looking for blood, you know, you're looking for something that's reddish brown to do some of the chemical testing on. So as I observed these shoes, I didn't notice any reddish brown stains on the outside or the inside. There were visibly no indications of blood at all.
And then you use this blue star. Tell me what that is.
So blue star is another chemical that's used in forensics. A lot of times it's used to try to detect any real low trace amounts of blood. It's been used previous to blue star. It was called luminol. Blue star is kind of an updated version of luminol made a little bit better. So when you photograph it, it's called a chemiluminescence, meaning that it's a chemical reaction, just like LCV and just like our KM test. And it uses those same type of principles, where it's a catalytic test. The reaction with the heme in the blood causes the chemical blue star to actually fluoresce. So the chemical, the chemiluminescence of that is it's a chemical fluorescence, basically. You capture that in a dark room with a camera, and it's basically you see like kind of a bluish glow on that, if it's a positive reaction.
And for record's sake, the photograph of the shoes that we're looking at is State Exhibit 115?
Yes.
And that's the shoes that you tested?
Yes.
So did you get an indication a positive for blood?
So in the laboratory, I did my initial observation, didn't find any visible signs of blood. What I did, knowing, because I was at the crime scene, knowing that we saw some potential barefoot impressions, I took the sole of the shoe out and treated the soles of the shoes, the right and the left, with the Blue Star chemical, and I got a positive reaction on the left sole of the shoe, right on the ball of the foot, which is kind of right underneath the big toe area.
From that, then, did you do or attempt to do DNA testing?
I did. So I cut roughly an 8x8 millimeter cutting of the sole of that shoe, and went forward with DNA testing.
Did you find any results?
I did not.
Is that common to find no results when you use this Blue Star chemical?
In my experience, using Blue Star, what you're doing is you're basically looking for a trace amount of blood. So already not visual blood, but very low trace amounts of blood. And you're spraying the Blue Star chemical, which is it's mixed with water. So as you think of like a spray bottle, as you're spraying that, you're spraying all this liquid onto this already very trace amount. You may get the reaction, but what you've done is now you've diluted that sample. So in my experience with Blue Star, I typically have not gotten very good results DNA-wise with a Blue Star positive sample. But it is possible. Blue Star does not damage DNA. It does not degrade it. So it is possible that you can get a profile. In this case, I did not.
But because you're using this Blue Star, you were dealing with kind of low threshold amounts of DNA.
Yes.